I am from the United Frontwork Department of CPC. Now, I answer questions concerning Tibet. Tibet is one of the five provincial ethnic autonomous region, regional autonomous regions. The people elect their deputies. They manage their affairs with autonomy. They participate in state affairs management. They have the right to information and expression and vote concerning local affairs. The public officials account for 70%. Heads of administration are mostly of ethnic origin, which guarantees their important role in public affairs. Tibet is in a plateau. The natural environment is not helpful to economic development. China has a strategy to help Xizang. From 51 to 22, the central government has invested in total 1.72 trillion RMB, organized the 17 provinces, cities, and 17 state enterprises to provide support to their counterparts in Xizang. Therefore, Tibet's GDP growth rate has maintained at 10%. It removed the absolute poverty in Tibet. It fully shows China's governing philosophy of leaving no ethnic group, no region behind. The Chinese government values the cultural rights of the Tibetan people. Now, Tibet has 1,700 temples, 4,600 monks. Normal religious activities are protected by law. The schools there have bilingual teaching. Tibetan language, now bilingual teachers are more than 30,000. Tibetan language teachers are 8,300. All the government documents, legal documents, newspapers, radio, television, all of those are in national language and Tibetan language. The Tibetan language is very well guaranteed.